Welcome to Dope Town. Dope Town, Dope Town, Dope Town. Dope Town. Welcome to Dope Town. Dope Town, Dope Town, Dope Town. Welcome to Dope Town. Dope Town, Dope Town, Dope Town. Dope Town. Welcome to Dope Town. Dope Town, Dope Town, Dope Town.
Uh-oh, guess who's back? It's Dope Town 3000, your premier podcast for storytelling, hip-hop, improv, freestyle, all off the top of the dome. That means made up. We got Sean Fisher.
Yo.
We got Zora motherfucking Beacon Gaga.
Uh-huh.
And hi, I'm Greg Smith. Zora, who's on the pod today?
Oh, man, we got comedian, performer, improviser. You probably have seen him in commercials and print work at bus stops, just looking fly with his dreads. You see him at the improv space. More guns at the Second City, Hollywood. We got Jack Norman.
Howdy, 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 howdy.
Howdy.
Hey.
Yeah, thank you guys for having me.
Thanks so much for being here.
I wish you guys can see how fly Jack Norman looks with his... Should we
so
describe
good.
It? Should
Please
we
try.
It? I mean, if they follow us on the socials, they'll be able to see it.
It's true. There's
right.
a picture.
Right.
A look at the picture.
Show plug.
Look
I love
at
it.
Me promoting I the socials.
Yeah.
Ryan, are you so proud? He's
at,
nodding.
At Dope Town 3000, you'll be able to see what Jack is wearing. And I'm not even going to say because I want you to go and look at the picture.
Now, that's a call to action.
I would describe it as inspirational.
Mm-hmm. I would describe it as wildly comfortable.
Ooh, styling yes. on a budget. Dope.
Oh, man.
Jack. Let's kick things off the way we always kick things off.
Absolutely, yes. If this is your first time listening or your second time back, we appreciate you. How we start our podcast every time is we get our little freestyle brain working. We get that muscle flexing by going to Twitter and checking out the trending topics for today. So, gentlemen, I'm going to say some trending topics in the United States for today, and you let me know if one of them is inspiring you for a song.
But if you're watching, or watching.
If you're watching.
If you're listening globally, it's, you know, it's fine.
Yeah.
If you're watching, that's called stalking, and you're going to jail.
Oh, that guy right there. Hello. Oh, God. All right. So we have hashtag okay, let's be honest. We got hashtag you know someone is guilty.
Oh, boy.
Wow.
You know someone is guilty when, sorry. And we got hashtag as I turn over a new leaf. Those are the three that I want to.
Those are all.
Those are all really
this
good.
Is a very strong slate.
Very,
thank you.
Very strong.
Thank you. I'm a curator more than anything.
Mm. What do we want? What?
Jack, as our guest, any of those speak to you?
You know what I like, gentlemen? I like learning from your mistakes and then hopefully becoming a new person. Mm. So let's try that. The new leaf. What was that
as
one?
As I turn over
as
a
I
new
turn
leaf.
Over yeah. a new leaf.
Sounds inspirational. Yeah. All right, let's do it. If I could change my behavior, be great. Wish that I was the kind of person who could wake up and not be late. Oh, every day, every day, every day in the morning I choose to lose. When I wake up hearing my alarm and I choose to go hit the snooze. Man, booze, not cheers. That's what I hear in my ears. And if I know that I could wake up then in a couple of years, I would establish a pattern of better behavior. Man, and I know that I would be my savior. And I would just be oh so grateful. Yeah, man. As I turn over a new leaf, I'm gonna go start waking up 15 minutes early. And I'm gonna do it so damn often, eventually I won't be surly. Yeah, man, I'ma be like Hurley, favorite one on the show of Lost. As I turn over the new leaf, I gain what I have lost.
As I turn over a new leaf. As I turn over a new leaf. As I turn over a new leaf. Turn over. Hey, hey, hey. Change
changes in my life. Yeah, you know it'd be neat. I wish that I could kind of control the things that I eat a little more, because you know that I'm addicted to them sweets. I have them too often. They are a pervasive treat. They should be a sometime snack. No alienation, I don't think it's whack to enjoy in moderation. Yes, this and that. I should have some more salads. I should not drink sodas from my gold-crusted chalice. Yeah, I'm ballin'. Should be ballin' a little more responsibility. I should have some affinity if I wanna live to infinity or even beyond. I should be a little healthier with what goes in my body. I turn over a new leaf. Yeah, I'm turning over a new leaf. And if I ate that leaf, that would be sweet.
So
yeah,
sweet.
You know I'm turning
I wanna be the goat, just like Michael. I wanna be better for the environment and recycle. Yes, yes, I need to do it. Need to set an example for my daughter. When I wash the dishes, I will use less water. Like, yes, yeah. And I don't need a data. I need to do all this shit with these boxes and separate it. Yeah, and I need to take it out. Put it in the through. Put it on the shit. Put it in the can that's blue. And I need to do that shit. Be just like the chief. And I buy an electric car. And I buy a leaf.
Nissan.
Turning a new leaf. Yeah. Be that green chief. Yeah. Over a new leaf. Turning over a new leaf.
A new leaf.
And I'll buy a new car. A leaf.
Leaf. Leaf.
A new leaf.
Yeah, yeah, let me tell you, nowadays I'm seeing much clearer since I took away all of my social media. I'm trying to live in real life, trying to live it real nice, trying to capture it with my mind instead of with my screen. I think y'all know what I mean. I'm talking, I've had it. I am the man. I can live my life without likes on Instagram. Talking about all that stuff. Now I take a look at the real trees. I don't see them digital ones on Facebook. Oh my goodness, here's my opinion. I'ma tell you in person, not gonna post it so I can hear it later. All of my friends from high school and ends trying to tell me not to vote Republican, but I am again, cause you can't tell me, my friend, over a new leaf. I'm a Republican now.
Turned over a new leaf.
Real far right, real far right.
I'm fucking leaf.
Yeah, a leaf.
Over a new leaf.
Staying off Twitter. Avoid Butterfingers. Make America a new leaf again.
Again. Yeah.
That's right.
Green
That's
hats.
Right.
Green. Oh, that was so fun.
Hell yeah.
And we all, I think, set really good goals for ourselves.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We did. It's still January, and we can still set those 2019 goals.
That's
yeah.
true.
Yeah.
New year, new you.
Every yes. day is an opportunity for growth and change.
Yeah.
That's really smart.
Thanks. I don't take credit for it. I probably saw it somewhere.
Mm. Probably on social media.
Yeah, it's way smarter than I am.
I
would
no, I'm off of it now.
but
I do
so
love
fun.
Trump.
Yikes.
Yeah. That's not a fair trade.
Yeah, I didn't know. I didn't know that.
It was a hard turn.
It was a hard turn, but look, we support all thoughts here.
I don't believe you.
I think you can hear the snark.
Yeah. Free thought podcast.
We support all thoughts.
Even the dumb ones.
Yeah.
Dumb time 3000.
Yeah.
Jack, do you have a story you'd like to share with us?
Do I ever? It doesn't have to be a new story, right?
No.
This is a classic of
it
my life.
It could be a story with age to it.
Okay, cool.
Oh, for sure.
A throwback.
This is a throwback story, but it's a story that's near and dear to my heart, and it is 100% true.
Mm.
So in 2013, gentlemen, I was a Universal Studios tour guide. This is a
tracks.
Story. Yeah. Doesn't that make sense?
Yes.
That makes sense. Listen to how I sound, guys. I'm a cartoon character. but I was doing this job. It was a lot of fun. I met a whole bunch of people. One of the people that I met was this beautiful girl who I'm gonna call her Callie. That's not her real name. I'm just going to call her Callie. Callie was a beautiful girl. She's from Wales. She was in America. When she first got the job at Universal Studios, we're both tour guides. She just graduated AMDA, so she's a singer, dancer.
That's the American Musical Dramatic Academy?
That sounds correct.
My wife went there.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
Uh-oh, they might know each other.
Well, I'll ask her about a Cali. About a fake name. And I'll be like, that's not her name, but does this vibe sound right?
Then check out all these things. Descriptions. But she was great, and I was like, I couldn't believe first day like I met her, like she flagged on my like just like physical attraction meter ding 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 going off, and I was like, wow, okay, I'm gonna keep my distance because a girl like that would never like a guy like me, right? So I was cutting my own hair because I was super broke at the time. I just come off of like having no job for like 7 months. Mm-hmm. So I was cutting my own hair, and I had it, this is before the dreads, and I had this big dent in the back of my head like that I had razored in there by accident. And of course, where did we sit when we had this orientation thing? She sat right smack dab behind me.
She could see the dent.
She saw like, oh, he's either got, no, that was gonna be a bad joke, but he's got either a shaky handed barber or he's not very talented with the clippers. Anyways, we ended up like exploring the park together. We got paired up to like, you guys go explore the park, so you got to get to know it so that you have some surface level stuff to talk about. Mm-hmm. Great. We toured up. She like never had been to the park before, and I had been there. So I was kind of like her, like, oh, this is California. And I had worked at Disneyland too, so I'm just like a theme park guy spitting out all this knowledge. And she kind of liked that. Cool. We're going to fast forward. We're dating now.
Whoa.
Yeah, I know, right? I was like, oh my gosh, I don't know how this happened. So we're dating. And then we get to the step one morning. I woke up at like 4 in the morning because I had to like drive out. I was not living in LA yet.
Where were you living?
OC. Mm-hmm. And so I was like coming from the OC to pick her up, because you know what we were doing, guys? We were going to go feed the homeless. So we went to this church that she was going to. Wow. We were making sandwiches and putting a whole bunch of like recycled clothes or like used clothes in bags to like give to the homeless and stuff. Mm-hmm. And I was like, this girl's great. I love this. I don't love her yet, but maybe. you know, so I literally loved that. So that was the day. And then she's like, you know, after this, I really want you to like meet some of my friends. So we're going to go to this place in North Hollywood and like go to a friend's apartment. We'll meet all the friends, kind of hang out after the after we did some cool charity work. So we did that. Charity work was really fulfilling. Great, I'm on a high. We go to North Hollywood. I meet the friends. Things start shifting. That high I was on starts coming down. You guys know me. I'm a pretty affable guy. I come in.
Sure.
I meet like maybe 6 or 7 ladies. I get no response from all of them. I think I make like a little joke like, hi, I'm Jack something something something. And then like there's like, oh, hi, how you doing? Like a very uninterested hello. I'm like, uh-oh. That's the first sign of things to come. So now I'm in the apartment, and there's like a couch and then some chairs. There's not enough for me. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to take up one of those chairs with all these ladies in here. My mama taught me, right?
Sure.
So I'm like, everybody's...
It was all women.
All women, except for me. And so I'm sitting now on the floor, on the little floor. So just I want to give a little visualization here. Yeah. I'm on the floor, and everybody else is higher than me because they're on chairs and stuff.
Sure.
Then, you know, Callie starts talking about the previous week that she had with her girlfriends. And now Callie, a little bit of backstory. Callie was very pretty, like I said. And so she would get like paid to go to parties and to, you know, just kind of be there. And they would get like bottle service or something like that. And, like bring some of your friends just to make the atmosphere of the club look more poppin', I guess, than it actually is. So she would do this from time to time. I knew of this, not a surprise. So she was talking about this party that she just went to. And it just so happened to be the party of the one and only Jamie Foxx. Have you guys heard of this man? Oscar winner Jamie Foxx?
Sure.
Yeah. He blames a lot of stuff on alcohol. I don't know if
he blames it on the alcohol.
That's it. That's the one.
Yeah, and he has pretty notorious parties.
He has some pretty notorious parties.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Okay.
Now I think Zora's catching on here to what's happening.
I'm catching on. Shit.
And as I'm hearing, like, oh, she went to Jamie Foxx's house for a party. That's cool. I haven't heard this story yet.
Dope.
So I'm hearing this story for the first time. Like, oh, this is cool, right? And the girls, like, once they hear Jamie Foxx's house, everybody's ears perk up. Like, oh, man, like, now I'm interested. So as the story goes on, she says how she meets Jamie, and then she happens to say that she's cold. So Jamie says, oh, okay. Why don't you head upstairs, and you could pick out any sweater you want from my closet. And so she does that. So
Jamie Foxx.
They go upstairs.
That's a very good Jamie
Foxx. That was Jamie Foxx. I'm going to tell you what you could do right now.
Also a good Ray Charles.
It's a twofer.
I'm going to make it do what it do, baby. So she goes upstairs, picks out a sweater, in his walk-in closet, just adjacent to the walk-in closet. This is his house, by the way. And there's pictures that she took that she's showing the group and me. I'm like, oh wow, that's a staircase. That's my entire apartment. So adjacent to the closet, there's a whole little room where he has a grand piano set up because this guy's an amazing musician as well. So then he's like, oh, would you like me to? I could sing you a song really quick. And she's like, well, you know, I am an AMDA graduate. I also sing and act and dance. And he's like, what? And so they go over there and they start having a little like sing song party. He's playing, she's singing, she like is dancing to music that he's playing on the piano. And I'm listening to this in the room going like, oh, I hope this story ends soon.
I really wish I was sitting on the couch right now.
Right, because then everybody, if they ever looked at me, they would just look down at me. And it was just the weirdest feeling to have like seven people look down at you. Especially when there's a great story that the person you're dating is telling about her encounter with another dude, a famous dude that has more money than I probably will ever have in my life. So anyways, after that little great serenade and dance number that they share together, he's like, you know, why don't you come to the hot tub? And she's like, oh, but Jamie, I don't have a bathing suit. And he said, oh, that's okay. Neither do I. And then proceeds to pull down his pants and he's not wearing any undies and takes off his shirt. And then she's like, so then she goes in her skivvies and then they go in the hot tub. Then there's like, it's not the literal words, yada, yada, yada. But then she, yada, 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 we had a great time.
Oh, no.
And then I was like, what? And then all the girls are like, oh, girl. I'm like, oh, and they're going crazy. Like all these, you know, wonderful dancer, actor, model ladies that are from all over the country. Just so excited that she's so close to fame, right? It's like, oh man. And then I'm sitting there going, ha, that sounds like fun.
Oh, God.
And then they're like, girl, how big is it? And then she's like, she just like did a look like, you guys can't see me, it's audio, but just eyes widened and then kind of a nod. And then they're like, ooh, girl. And then just everybody's going crazy. And I'm like, that sounds impressive. So then,
Jesus!
Right when the story ends, it's almost over. Right when the story ends, as if on cue, as if you know, Jamie's got people watching, and it's like this is the perfect opportunity. She gets a text from the one and only Jamie Foxx.
Sure.
And the text reads something like, "Hey girl, what you up to right now?"
He wrote out.
It's like
H-U-H-U-H-U.
It's like, "Hey girl, what you doing right now? Why don't you come join me by the pool and bring some of your friends?" And so then like I read that text, that's how I know what it says, and she like shows
she, like,
everybody
it to everyone.
Yeah, shows excited. It to everybody, and everybody starts freaking out. Right now, mind you, Callie came from Wales. Callie does not have a car in California, did not have a car at this time. 2013. Most of the friends at, you know, are transplants from around the country, and they all kind of came here for school, so they don't have like vehicles, you know. So, and I'm a California boy. I've got a vehicle.
I know where this is going.
So all of a sudden it's like weird, I appeared in the room again.
Oh,
and I everybody
no.
like looked, and then like
these girls are trash.
She said and again, you know, British from Wales. So she's like, oh, would you mind if you took us to Jamie's house?
What the fuck is wrong with this person?
Whew, you know, it's that California fame. It'll get you every time. Depends
and
on,
so you know. Here's my guess how the story ends.
Yeah.
You say, no, I'm not going to take you to Jamie Foxx's house. You've hurt my feelings as your boyfriend. And then you never see her again. Is that how the story ends?
You know, if I were 29 and that happened, yeah, that's how the story would end. But I was 24.
Fast forward.
Yeah. Fast forward. Well, I wish it was a fast forward. It was a slow forward.
No.
Because then I had to wait for the girls to then assemble outfits.
Oh.
You know, so then we went.
God.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I was at that apartment and they were like getting outfits ready. And then I'm sitting there like on my phone like, well, I guess if I was from England and then like Rihanna invited me over, I would hope the girl I was seeing would take herself out of the situation, just drive me to Rihanna's house, right?
No.
Anyways, I was trying to be a nice guy, which has been the fault of many of my stars.
Like, how's my bathing suit? Do I look smart? Do I look smart?
Do I look? Is this gonna attract Jamie?
Jamie wanna fuck me?
So then I do, and then we go to that, and then I drive to a different friend's house, and then they change outfits. Everything gets a little skimpier. Then we drive out to Calabasas and I drop him off. Oh, I don't drop him off just yet because there's a gate. Jamie Foxx has got like a Willy Wonka-esque gate. And then they go to the little box and they said, we're here to see Jamie. Nothing on the box. Nothing, you know, no intercom comes back or whatever. And so they're like, uh-oh. And now it's like, oh, well, did we just drive out here for nothing? It's like, no, we didn't. I did.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, so then they start literally, not a joke, one leg over the fence, like they're hopping the fence because nothing's going to stop them from getting in that hot tub again. So but right when the leg goes over, I'm assuming that it trips some sort of silent alarm because the intercom goes on and it's like, who you here to see? Then Callie comes over. It's like, oh, we're here to see Jamie, whatever. And then like the gate opens up, Willy Wonka gate. So then I drive them up again. There's a second gate, even bigger. I guess this is be like Heaven's Gate at this time. And then they're like, oh, you could just drop us off here. And I was like, oh, because at this point, I'm like, well, maybe I'll get to see Jamie Foxx.
Sure.
Oh, this poor little nigga drove you? Oh, little nigga, get in here. You know, I thought something like that was going to happen. Nothing like that happened. I didn't see anybody. They go through the gate. And then I look in my like, I had like, it was a 2007 Corolla and there was like a space underneath the stereo where like a little open space if you want to get a bigger stereo or whatever.
Yes. Yeah.
In there was a $5 bill that Callie had left me, I guess for gas.
No.
And I drove back all the way back home in that LA traffic. Cause I didn't know where, I had never been to Calabasas, so I wasn't sure how far away
it's
kind of far. So I'm in going home in traffic and I'm just kind of like, who am I? What am I doing?
Yeah.
And then just a little fun. That's pretty much the story, right?
You live in Orange County.
Oh, yeah. That was fun. And years later, I become a technology teacher. Yes. Years later, like maybe I say if I was 24 then, I think I was 26. I get this job as a technology instructor at a school in Malibu, which is just over the canyon from Calabasas. Mm-hmm. And I have a student that at that time I think was in kindergarten and just happened to be Jamie Foxx's youngest daughter. Mm-hmm. So then I would proceed to see Jamie Foxx every now and then at the school that I worked. And one time I attempted to tell him this story because I thought this would be so much fun. And it was a Halloween function. He was there every Halloween. Lots of parents were there. And this year I happened to be dressed as Winnie the Pooh. And I was like... a bear suit. I had a bear suit, like a tan bear suit. Yeah. And I had like a little red shirt. Mm-hmm. And I put like little black on my nose for Pooh's nose, right?
Classic.
And then I'm like, yeah, I'm going to talk to Jamie Foxx. I'm going to tell him this story. I'm a comedian. He's a comedian. He's going to love this. Right. And then I realize as I go up to him, he's surrounded by parents. This is a story that is not elementary school appropriate.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I go up to him. I'm like, hey, I got a story for you. And he knows loosely of me as like, oh, that's a computer teacher, right? And he sees me. And he's like, yeah, like heads up, gives you attention. And then I realized I can't say this story. And I was like, I can't tell you now, but I got a great story for you later. And I just like throw a smoke pellet and I disappear because I got to get out of there.
Cool.
So that's it. I thought that was great. I just like full circle.
Oh, no.
So one day I hope like when I finally make it and I'm on some show like the new reboot of Black Friends, like they're gonna make Friends but all black cast,
yeah,
mm-hmm. and call it Living Single. It's gonna be great, and hopefully I will meet Jamie Foxx, and then we could have an actual conversation. We could both laugh about it.
That'd be so great.
That's the wildest thing I've ever heard,
man.
That
Hollywood.
I feel that for you, man. That goodness gracious. So I have just a couple of questions.
please.
God. I almost thought that when you were going to come up as Winnie the Pooh and be like, guess what?
It's I'm Mr. Winnie the Steal Pooh, your girl.
But you stole my honey.
Oh, that would have been the move.
So, So how long were you dating this Welsh girl when this happened? Like, because you said that you were serving the homeless with her and she went to church. So, A.
Yeah, yeah.
So, A, how long were you...
going straight auntie on this story.
No, listen.
So you said...
No.
She goes to church and feeds the homeless.
No, listen. I want to know. Okay, well, first of all, how long were you guys dating?
Yeah,
okay. Second of all... Okay, were you guys going to church, and which church it was?
This was
Zora in his final form.
Yeah,
he's like
fully evolved.
I just want to know
Super Saiyan over
blue,
here.
Blue spiky hair.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. No. Completely valid questions. I don't remember the name of the church, but it was one of those. I think it's based out of North Hollywood, and it's one of those churches where there was a lot of celebrities, or not celebrities, but it's aspiring,
like, one of those, like, hipster churches.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, you know, everybody there was like a performer of some kind.
Sure. Sure.
And it's like, this is how we kind of clear
put
our conscience.
In the communion plate.
Exactly.
Sure.
Exactly. Let's clear our horrible sins.
The first pew is reserved for industry.
Ooh, you never know who's going to show up. Yeah. But yeah, that was, what was the second question? Sorry.
How long were you guys dating?
How long were we dating? Not very long. Okay. You know, I got to say that.
Sure.
You know?
Yeah.
Maybe like a month and a half. Like,
okay, yeah, but still.
You know,
but
like 6 weeks, 7 weeks.
Still the
like
insensitivity to sort of tell that in front of you, and like it doesn't matter how long you were dating. Like, yeah. That was...
It's rude.
That's the most
the
rude.
The very least.
And she told me she wanted me to meet her friends. Like, this is the introduction
to
your friends?
Right. She could have just been like, oh, you know what? Like you had later where you were like, this is the wrong time to tell this story. She could have just been like, oh, I want you to meet my friends. Not right now.
Yeah, kind of.
I can't tell you now, but.
Yeah, exactly. That's the full circle right there.
Oh, man.
And then, wow. So then after.
Yeah.
Right? Like you drop her off and everything and she leaves the $5 like a garbage person.
Like a fucking...
Hey, she didn't have to leave me anything, so good, you know, good on her.
I'm sorry. I'm going to judge this girl hard. So then what like did you follow, like did she try to text you or was it just like a hard just kind of like we're done?
Let's keep it transparent because now I'm a grown man.
Yeah.
I cried so hard on the way home.
Hell of course you did.
Questioning like what am I doing?
Why are so many Death Cab songs coming on?
So appropriate for my mood right now.
No one can see, but Greg's been holding his heart for like the last 4 minutes. Like, oh my.
Yeah, for sure. My I'm just word. Like,
I don't
you
even
know
if you've been aware of how long your hand's been there.
Man, well, you know,
Zora was like, I noticed Zora did. He put his two fingers on his eyebrow, on like his temple. Just
like these need to go up higher. Yeah. To express.
Can I
how
push
crazy
these up more?
We're all just reacting.
We're taking it in.
Processing. Yeah.
We're feeling some kind of way.
We are going to be fair and just to this girl's side of the story and our retelling of it for sure.
In all fairness, she did. I saw her one other time after that.
Yeah.
And I went to her house. I remember feeling, I don't know, I'm sure everybody's felt this. Like when, you know, you still really like somebody and then you're like, well, maybe everything will be okay. Yeah. So I went over there and then like seeing her and hearing her talk, I was like, nah, I'm out of it. I don't have the same thing. I can't put up the effort anymore. Mm-hmm. And she was like very sad. Mind you, she was at Jamie Foxx's house. This is not a joke either. For 2 days straight. So I think that was like a Tuesday I drop her off and she didn't come back like home till like Thursday. So I didn't even hear from her until like that Friday.
God.
And I was like, oh, okay. And her friend, everybody was over there. So then
I just have like logistic questions about that. Like, do they have meals if you stay that long?
Right.
I'm assuming there's like a whole menu for this specific situation.
Yeah, I think there's room service.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But she ended up being very emotional when that last time that I saw her, and she was apologizing. But I don't, it wasn't necessarily apologizing for everything. I think there was just like a guilt, and I think there was like a, I honestly think that was a reality hit of like, I'm so far away from home. I don't really know what I'm doing. Like I graduated school and now I'm like kind of lost, and I think I hurt you, but I don't really even like you like that. And now I'm kind of using you just to kind of cry and clear my conscience. That's what it felt like. Cause I had her there and she was like crying. Like literally, I was like holding her and crying and thinking like, oh, I'm never doing this again. This is the last time we see each other. Yeah. Now, she's a plus size model, where she was just a model before. Now she's a plus size model, which is great. Got whole kinds of followers. She's still in LA. Yo, we living our best lives. So good. God bless her. Hey. God bless her.
Perfect. God bless her.
Glow up.
Yeah, glowing up.
On a Tuesday.
I hope so badly though. Like I'm not hope. I mean, this might be petty of me, but you know, I am. In some commercials and stuff, and every now and then I just wonder if she like sees an ad on Instagram that I happen to be in and be like, oh yeah, that guy, I'm not a good person.
Oh hell yeah,
you know, I
don't
wonder.
Worry Jack, no, you're gonna have that moment now. Where like these just like fresh out of college girls are running through your mansion.
I don't want that.
Getting caught in your grandbaby piano room looking for sweaters. And you're going to be like, don't worry, I have an excess amount of sweaters, but no bathing suits. Like,
I love it. One day, you know. Mm-hmm. Now, see, that's not even my dream future. I just want to meet a nice lady. And then, you know, we can have our mansion together with our two kids.
Perfect.
That's nice.
They'll have their little sub mansion on the side.
They have a little mansion. Our parents will have a
little baby mansion.
Mansion on the side in a compound.
Perfect.
I'm making a
compound
lot of money.
Compound of mansions. Yeah.
And then Callie will just show up and be like,
climb your second game.
Oh, we're here to see
hello,
Jack.
Hello from the other side. Now she's Adele.
Yeah, now she's Adele. She's Adele now.
Is she Adele?
Shh.
I can't legally say
I
don't, that.
I wouldn't want to think that.
So everyone's going like, Adele Amda?
I know.
Okay.
Shit. Well, that was an awesome story, man.
I love it.
We ready to get into this, guys?
Yeah.
Dope.
Okay, we've got friendly, smiling people from across the nation and beyond. It's the universal orientation, man. Yeah, you don't have to try, cause I'm gonna tell all of you how to be a tour guide. And you right there, I'm gonna sit you there, nothing spent. I'm gonna sit you so no one can see your dents. We're gonna tape off the back row. Oops, someone's sitting there. Oh well, I tried, you know.
Oh yeah, I feel like a freak. Haven't worked for fucking weeks. Yeah, I need to work harder and harder. I didn't have money for a freaking barber, but that's cool, yeah. I won't stop. I'm over here sitting down at my new job. Oh, yo, what's my world? I see this pretty, pretty accent in this girl. Oh, yeah.
Oh, you got such great weather out here in Cali. Oh, it looks like you and I've been put together. So you and I, yeah, we'll go on a tour, yeah. Have you ever worked conditions like this before?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm the man, I'll tour you around. I worked at Disneyland, yeah. You can know me, I'm from nearby, like the OC.
Jack's going back to Cali.
Theme park.
Jack's going back to Cali.
Doesn't matter, the theme park, he's walking there with a limp.
Oh, I can't believe it, man. What did I see? This beautiful girl right in front of me. And she is so great, man. She doesn't even hurt. She's so wonderful. She took me to her church, man. Oh, and she's gnomeless. We went and fed the homeless. No gnomes at all. But she took me to meet her friends.
Oh my God, oh my God. This church is a little musty. It's me, I'm a showbiz type in the industry. Cause this church with the altar and the steeple, this church is only for showbiz people.
Yeah, cause you know I'm your bro. I'm a celebrity, I am sitting in front row. Yeah, cause you know I am a believer. Made money on YouTube, I am Bieber. Justin Bieber.
Everybody here, man, you know that they're wealthy. I'm sitting up in the back, I'm only here for the selfies. Yeah, man, just going for the clicks and likes. Oh, I don't even care what that guy named Mike is talking about.
Yeah, my mic, yeah. I'm such a cool mammal. I'm a pastor that wears flannel. Yeah. Yo, we got together. I'm wearing that flannel and that dope ass leather.
Nothing about your outfit's outrageous. I love your hipster beard and ear gauges. Yeah, look at that guy. He's so cool. Got a t-shirt that is crew. It's some
strum, 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 yeah. You know how I freaking do it. I am the master. Acoustic guitar and I'm playing the stuff. Yeah, I abuse it. We're playing worship fucking music.
This is the air I breathe. This is the air I breathe.
And we're bringing in a DJ.
This is the air I breathe. In your headshot, we're looking so fine. We're turning this water into show. Is wine.
Oh yeah, man, it is such a joy for communion. We eat non-gluten things and LaCroix. We're hanging out. All right, now we got our bags and we're heading out. This is great. All right, we're providing them with some snacks. I'm really loving this shit. Thanks for bringing me Jack. And I'm love to come back. Love to help people out. Love that you love that too. Man, I wanna just shout.
Shout it out until we end. I'd like to take you to meet my cool British friends. Yes, you'll meet all of my girls. And we're all really cool. We come all from across the fucking world.
That's awesome. I'd love to meet them and just speak. Cause now that we have been together for just like 6 weeks, I'm feeling we're pretty deep. I don't want this to end. Of course the next step is I should meet all of your friends. Next
I don't step. Mean to be a bitch, say ouch. There is no room for you on the couch.
Okay.
I didn't know your skin was brown.
Whoa, what?
You can just sit down on the ground.
Wow. Okay. I guess I'll take that lightly. It's cool. Don't know why you invite me. But that's fine. I'm a guy who's pretty affable. And later on, I know we're going to laugh a bunch.
We'll laugh a bunch.
I'm sitting on the ground.
Your skin is brown.
Whoa. Not causing some static, but later on we're going to talk about some problematic friends that you have in the corner.
Don't be frightened. What kind of limey? We're from Brighton. Yeah, you know that I invite these. Also, I'm a cousin of Keira Knightley.
That's cool. Just change it this way. How is everybody? How is your day? I'm not gonna be the one who's gonna start speaking and freaking. Just tell me about all your weekends.
It's so big like a lorry. Tell me about that great freaking story that you had. Did
oh my
you do?
Goodness.
Did you do? Did you go? Did you go yesterday? Listen to what you say. What happened to you?
Got it. Tell you the story, no Danables. Met with the star of Collateral.
Oh my god!
Yes, yes, yes. You know, all my brothers, I met the star, I think, of In Living Color. Is that right? Do I have that?
Yes!
Like season three.
Yup.
That was Wanda with the big lips and the grease.
And the grease. And guess what? He met me at Rocks. I'll tell you the story about the guy, Jamie Foxx.
Jamie Foxx. Oh my god, that's so bombastic. The story, man, is fucking massive. Tell me about, is he like Slick Rick? Tell me about his big dick.
Back into the merchant. Nothing could get better. Nothing could get better. Ooh, I see this girl and she's cold, so I'm offering her a sweater.
Which one?
Any sweater that you wanna pick. Got a closet full of shit. Take anyone that you want, girl. Take a flannel. By the way, over here is my piano.
I came to work at this party. But right now I'm in this room and I'm feeling kinda naughty.
So naughty, so naughty, so naughty.
I'm seeing celebrities like Paul Dano.
And yeah, I was in There Will Be Blood.
And I'm seeing this little room with a baby grand piano. And I'm feeling naughty.
At Jamie Foxx's party. I'm feeling naughty.
Feeling naughty, it's true. Production still from Spider-Man, he's looking so blue. You know I'm at this party and I'm feeling so cute. There's only one problem, Jamie Foxx, I don't got a bathing suit. What should I do?
Girl, don't worry, there's no need to leave this party in such a hurry. I see you there looking really cute. Don't worry, cause I also don't have a bathing suit.
You don't hang on Jamie Foxx. That sounds like some odd shit. You've got like a house length walk-in closet. You've got a lot of sweaters that you bought with Cheddar, but you're saying that not having a bathing suit is better?
True. Look at me and you. We can do the same thing, but include hot water too.
Oh.
Come inside of my jacuzzi and cuddle up. I'm not wearing anything. Clothes are optional.
Wow.
Yes. This is me. No surgery.
Wow.
Oh, the shit was out the strata. What happened next? Yada, yada, yada.
Fast forward. Fast forward in ain't a crime, but let's just say we had a good time.
Wait. I was sitting there completely dumbfounded. I thought I found the love of my life, but I'm still grounded.
Literally.
Everybody's looking down at me, and then I didn't exist in the room until they needed something from me like...
Oh, what you doing there for? We've got to go to Jamie Foxx's again. Can you be a chauffeur? Can you give us a lift? Right, Jack Norman, I think that that would be quite fit.
Yeah, because, you know, it's the best kid. I got the number Jamie Foxx fucking texted. Yeah, but we need a fucking ride to go inside the mansion. Go inside. Can you take us there?
Yeah, kind of crazy. That one girl referenced driving Miss Daisy.
What?
Jesus Christ. I'm looking at myself. I'm looking at how much do I have of self-esteem? I know this ain't my dream, but I am accommodating. I am part of the team. And man, oh shit. Oh my gosh, sir. Oh, this sucks, but I don't want to be awkward. I want to
be going, proper. Going back. Back to Calabasas. He's going back to Calabasas. Calabasas with Cali.
Now I know some listening might think that I'm a loser, but this was 2013, no Ubers, so I had to take one for the team. I filled up my tank and I drove off steam.
But here's the thing, we're not gonna be so simply. Before we go, we gotta go dress skimpy.
Oh, yeah.
So do you have a couple hours to wait? I wanna look like I am going on a really slutty date.
Those shorts are so short. So that top is just a tube. I don't know what I'ma do, but I guess I'm not gonna be wearing them for much time soon.
Vroom, 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 vroom. And don't hate, we're going through multiple motherfucking gates. I guess she feels bad for the kid, cause she went inside and left me $5.
Oh, that's alright, everybody keep calm. I'm just gonna go and put up on the intercom. Yes, hi, yes, don't mean to shock, but we've been invited here by the man Jamie Foxx and waiting for a response.
You won't have to jump over the fence.
Jump over the fence.
Wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute. It's me. I'm causing you some doom, bruh. Willy Wonky style Jamie Foxx's Oompa Loompas. Yeah, we live here too. We're part of Jamie Foxx's motherfucking crew, I'm saying.
We're part of the crew. Yeah, we're like some givers. We got them crazy tubes. We got them chocolate rivers. Yeah, you know we are down. We got the chocolate rivers that are the color Jamie Foxx brown.
I will not say that.
What you gonna do? You're gonna go down on this chocolate just like Augustus Glue. And I know you see me like Mike TV. I'ma shoot this gun and see your skitties.
Yeah, man, here's the thing. At the end, not messing. Five sluts are gonna almost die and learn some lessons.
Yeah,
that's what's gonna happen, really. Gosh, yeah. That's what's happening at Jamie Foxx's.
Cause we fucked for 2 days.
2 days. We've been trapped in a mansion. Every room's made of candy.
Come with me.
Fuck 2 days.
We'll see. Just a state of Jamie Foxx's dick.
Set of 48 hours.
Fast forward, it's true. I'm at my school job dressed as Winnie the Pooh. And okay, these memories I've had a lock on. Over there, he's now a parent. It's Jamie Foxx's son. And I think that this is kind of funny, cause I'm here professionally, I'll be making some money. I'm gonna go over there, spare the details that are gory. I'm just gonna tell Jamie this funny story.
Yeah. You know how I do it. I'm over here with other parents. We are schmoozing. Yeah. You know, got a tight fade. My little daughter, she's got a bad grade in technology.
That's not the dream. I got two kids trying out for the soccer team.
Okay.
Oh, Jamie, this story, wow. Oh, wait. I can't tell you this story now. Smoke pellet and disperse.
Oh, snap!
Why does a technology teacher have smoke pellets?
He's like a technology tactician, also black magician. Where did he go? In his party, he was the only bro.
I guess what you should know, we should blame it on the app. Alcohol.
Fast forward. Yep. Now I'm in a better standing. Me and my lady, we own a freaking mansion. Yeah. Oh man, we got the choice. Living on every coast with my girl and my boy. And my parents got a mansion in the back. Yeah, man, everybody gets hand delivered some snacks. Oh, yeah, man.
Once was lost, but now I am found. We got the matches all here on our compound.
Oh, yeah, and nobody on our compound. If we invite you, you'll never have to sit on the ground. Because we got an abundance of chairs.
So many chairs.
Everybody here, we care. Yeah, I'm living my life.
I feel so bad I diddy doddled. Right now I am a plus size model and I see this stuff, yeah, it hurts the fool. I'm seeing the love of my life on a commercial.
Yeah, man, and the thing that does stench, I saw him the other day sitting on a park bench.
Yeah,
yeah, man, it's so fresh and so clean. I even saw him on the
another
cover
smoke pellet. It's me, Jack, here in your life. Don't worry, honey, it's okay, I'm not your husband and my wife. Here's some lesson, don't have any strife. You and me, Callie, we're just living our best lives.
Best lives, best lives, yeah.
No hard feelings, there is no, 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 no hard feelings.
So there is no, 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 no hard feelings.
Cause there is no, 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 no hard feelings. I'm going back.
Feel back, so back, official. This whole experience made me less superficial. Yeah. It is from above. Now I know how to look for that true love.
Boomba, loompa, doompa dee doo. Sounds like you learned the lesson we wanted for you.
Oompa.
But you're still a bitch.
Whoa! Oh boy.
So, Mr. Norman.
Yes, yes.
How close was that on a scale from 1 to 10 to what actually happened?
Was it cathartic in
was
any
it cathartic?
Way?
Was it, does it make you feel better?
It does. It felt really good, especially you guys are so hilarious.
Oh, that's you, dude.
Like, I didn't even want to, like, I want to just listen as, like, as like an audience member. It's like barely participating. But no, guys, that was brilliant. And you know, that really happened. Like, it's pretty much beat for beat.
Nice.
Like, there's no real exaggeration in that story, which is crazy to me.
I imagine those British girls to be just terribly prejudiced.
You know,
that's in my brain, but that's where I go. But
well, they were all Caucasian.
Still.
Yeah.
In my mind.
In my mind, they were just Barbie dolls. Like, Children of the Corn Barbie dolls. Just pale blue eyes.
Yeah.
Platinum blonde hair.
And just like empty stares and cold hearts. Yeah.
It's true. But no, you guys, you all grew from the experience, and I'm sure everyone's better people for that experience.
Jack, do you have anything you want to plug? Thank you so much for coming on the pod. Those rhymes were so dope. You're such a good rapper. What do you want to plug?
Thank you so much.
Plug that.
I'd just like to plug, you know, guys, come see me at the Improv Space every single
Santa
Friday at
Monica.
10. I have been there for 5 years. It's a great little theater. Please come see. And I'm in a musical right now called More Guns. It is so funny, so clever. Even if I weren't in it, I'd encourage you to see it, but I am in it.
So. I have seen this show. It's so good. Go Very see good. It. It's so good.
And that's every Saturday at 8:30. Come and see me. Come and see me.
Yeah, come see it. Second City.
Yeah, man. Second City Hollywood. That's right.
Also, follow Dope Town for the additional content at Dope Town 3000.
You gotta see Jack's outfit.
You gotta see Jack's outfit. You gotta see videos of us freestyling. We got pictures of our guests, and it's a fun place. And also the Twitter.
Yes.
Twitter, just if you're a hip hop fan, just the amount of music that comes out of that Twitter account, it is a gem of Twitter.
We'll never know who runs it.
We never know.
Yeah. We should really get in touch with them. Whoever's doing it's great, but if they ever go off the rails, we're screwed.
Also, follow Soulja Boy right now because he's being hilarious if you're a hip hop fan. That's just
for sure.
Just for
fun. If you want to find out,
Soulja Boy, tell him
when our new podcast come out, or if we have a show coming out in Los Angeles or near you, you're gonna follow us on the socials, and that's where the easiest place is to find it. Jack, we appreciate you. Yeah, Zora, I appreciate you.
Thank you.
Greg, I appreciate you. Campfire Media, I appreciate you.
Hey, Sean, we appreciate you.
Thank you so much.
Ryan, we appreciate you.
Listeners, we appreciate you most of all.
Oh, yeah, at Odd Norm for me. That's ODD.
He doesn't have social, but if you're trying to fucking follow him anyway.
Yeah, see all my right-wing postings.
Yeah. Free thought.
And, guys, a Dope Town podcast would not be complete if we did not have our final thoughts from the one and only Mr. Greg Smith.
Sometimes a situation can feel bad in the moment, but all you have to do is turn over that new leaf.
Yeah, boy.
There we go.
Back to Twitter. Twitter.
Follow us on socials.
Dubtown. You're leaving Dubtown. Dubtown. See you next time. You're leaving Dubtown. Dubtown. See you next
time. Hi, I'm Amanda Salvatore.
And I'm Jackie Ray Arbell. And we are the hosts of
Guilty Pleasure, the podcast that celebrates, elaborates, and experiences our odd interests.
We talk with comedians, writers, and artists about their chosen guilty pleasure, like LARPing, Burning Man, Keanu Reeves, Allen Iverson, television shows, 60s and 70s rock and roll, and the list basically goes on and on and on.
If you'd like to check us out, we have a new episode every single Monday.
Delivered to you from Campfire Media. Find us on iTunes or anywhere that you get your podcasts.
Thanks for listening.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Campfire.